We've had our key verse for Faith Baptist Church for a while now, Matthew 4:19. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And we've used that in a number of different forms and styles, but that has been our key verse that we have used to sort of set our course. This card that you have in your bulletin today, take it home, stick it in your Bible, stick it on the fridge, wherever that you will run into it, stick it on your dashboard, that you will run into it daily. Take another one from the counter if you need to. But we are coveting your prayers. We're asking you. We need your prayers. So next week, join us in that extra hour. Come and be part of what we are exploring here. You got to meet Benny there a little bit if you don't know him. And if you don't know that, we own the house here on the corner, and they've been in there for a number of months now. And we just praise God for that ability to help this church plant move forward. So pray with us about the opportunity we have in front of us to explore joining in partnership with this church plant. You'll get to hear him at the end of the month. But today, we want to just talk about it and sort of launch into this month of exploring these opportunities, exploring where God is taking us, and the fact that God is a mission-minded God. And we want to look beyond ourselves, to go beyond ourselves, that it is not just about coming here and God meeting us. It's about God's call on us, that he says, just like he said to those disciples, that he called out, that they're sitting in the boat tending nets. You know, they just came off a fishing session, and here he walks along the shore, and he looks at him and says, come on, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men and women, children and old folks, to save souls, not just to catch fish. And they got up and they walked with him, and they left the nets. Some left their father in the boat and walked with Jesus over the next years in his ministry, learning from him, growing from him. You see, he called these fishermen. And he was like one of the rabbis of the day, where they would call from the educated young men their disciples to come along with him. And the rabbis would sit in the temple and the synagogues, and they would teach these young men. Jesus went to the shoreline of the sea and called fishermen, the everyday ordinary folk, uneducated people. And he called them to come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And so we want to look at that this morning and think about it for our own lives. What is he doing in our lives? How is he calling us? First of all, to come. John 3:16, we know that verse, right? Most of us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, that classic verse about God's heart, the heart of God, where he loves us. You think about that card where it says we need to exalt God in our prayers. We need to seek after the heart of God, because his heart is for you and me, for those people that you know. You know, Tom talked about those 25 people around you that you rub shoulders with regularly. And he says, come, follow me. Come. Know the heart of God, that heart that says, I'm willing to send my son to die for you on the cross. Not to take charge and to be the king, the Romans, defeater, but to defeat sin in our lives. Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, while we were still in opposition to God, standing against God in sin, Christ came and died for us. He didn't wait till we got our act together. He said, I'm coming because I love you, and I can change your outcome. And only I can. And so Jesus, when he was walking along the shoreline that day, he said to these guys, come. And, it sounds like, oh, well, that's, just this little thing. Come on. It's a huge call to these guys to know Jesus Christ, the heart of God, to understand his love for people. And over the next 3 years, over and over again, They are surprised by how Jesus loves people when they're willing to say, keep the kids away, you know, don't let the kids get near him. It's going to be an imposition. It's not appropriate. You know, he's doing real stuff here. And he says, wait a minute, I'm here for the kids. 5,000 people come and he says, you feed them. I love these people. And over again, they are taught the heart of God. We need to seek after God's heart. When he says, come, he's saying, know me. Understand my love for others, that you might know it too. And then he says to them, not only to come, he says, will you come, but not just come right here, will you follow me where I'm going? Will you actually come along with me on this journey that I'm on to save the world? By meeting people, preaching and teaching and loving and healing. And he says, will you follow me? In Romans 12:2, he says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to approve what God's will is. To be transformed in the renewing of our mind, to know the mind of God, not only the heart of God where he loves people, but as they were going to follow him, to see and experience what it was to know the mind of God, to understand how he thought, who he was, and who he is. And for us then, to understand who God is by knowing his word, by looking into it. It says there, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We come to the communion table today, and we remember what Christ did in his love and his sacrifice for us. That enabled us to be new creations, to be transformed from this trap in our way of thinking of sin, and all for ourselves, to be transformed in the newness of our mind and the newness of our creation of who we are completely, that God wants to do something new. To know the mind of God that renews us, to look into his word regularly and to understand who he is. That's his call on these guys. Will you come not only to me, but will you follow me where I go? Will you know me and carry that on? You see, he wasn't going to be here but 3 more years on the earth. And he started something in these young men that would change so many in the world because of faith in Jesus Christ. But it was a matter of them first saying, yes, I will go with you. Yeah, I'll follow you. I will know, I will learn about you, and I will know you, and I will follow after you. And he says, not only will you to come and follow me, but in Hosea 6:3, I found this yesterday and added this to it. I thought it's a sort of a poetic verse, but I thought, wow, it's such a good verse. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of the dawn or the coming of the rains in early spring. Anybody looking for spring? See, there are a few out there that are saying, no, this is the best. You know, we're getting all this snow. It's great. We got more coming. They're headed out into the hills and going to ski. But some of you are looking for spring and all the mud, right? That's because that's so much better. But he says, as surely as the dawn's going to arrive tomorrow morning, as surely as that, let us press on to know him. Because he is there. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. And that's his call on our lives. That's his call on our families. That together we would seek after him and follow him where he leads us, where he takes us. To know him. To become like him. He says, and I will make you. He says, if you come with me and you follow with me, it is this statement of fact. I will make you. I will change you. I will turn you into somebody new if you will but surrender and follow me. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:16 that we now We no longer view people from a worldly view. We no longer view people from the worldly view that we used to, that we used to see them just as these flesh beings. But now we will see them the way God sees them, to have the eyes of God, to see through his eyes the way he sees those people around you. You think about right now, some of those 25 people that you might rub shoulders with day in, day out, weekly, monthly, whatever it is. You think about who they are in God's eyes. And he loves them more than you'll ever imagine. Just as much as he loves you, he loves them. And he says to us, will you see those people through my eyes? That, yeah, you know, it's so easy to see them just as flesh and blood, just as people making choices, walking away from God, you know, doing their own thing, and we never even interact with them about faith, about salvation. Jesus Christ calls us not only to know him, to know his mind, but to see people the way he sees them, in need of his son, who he loves dearly and would want to be with them for eternity. And he has called us, just as he called those disciples, to walk with him, to follow him, that he might change you and me. Do you understand that's why you're here today? Yeah, we're here to worship God, but we're here to surrender our lives to him that he might change us to be more like him every day, so that we might see those people around us the way he sees us, to change us, to lead us to the point where we say in the lives of those 25 people, use me, Lord, to serve them, to love them, to win them to Christ. To be fishers of men is the next one. Oh, but first of all, sorry, I missed 1 Samuel 16:7. It talks about when Samuel was there to anoint David, right? And he comes in and he sees this lineup of these strapping young guys, right? These big guys. And he says, oh, there's a king, if I ever saw a king. And he says, this one must be the right one, God, right? And this is the good-looking guy. He's powerful, carries himself. Nope. 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 He goes down all this the row of guys and no king. He says, is there anybody else? Oh, yeah, the young one's out in the field watching the sheep, you know. And he says, go get him. And God says, there he is. Now, is he perfect? Absolutely not. He blows it big time. But in that point, God says, you looked at the outside. I'm looking at the heart. Will we see people the way God sees people? Through his eyes of love, to love people like he loves them. And then he calls us to do the work of God, the work of the ministry of the gospel, where he says, come, follow me, and I will make you into fishers of men. How many of you say, my gift is evangelism, street evangelism? I don't see anybody say that. Oh, we got one. Good. Yay. Praise God. But are we all called to be fishers of men as disciples of Jesus Christ? Are we all called to love our neighbors, to serve them, and to actually speak the truth of the gospel in love? That's what we're called to share the stories over the next year of each one of us reaching one out of those 25 people and coming to share that story back with the church to see, you know, on that card it says 25 disciples. 25 people you might know. Our prayer is that we would see at least 25 people in this next year be baptized, and enter into discipleship relationship here at Faith Baptist Church. Now, you might see someone come to Christ and they join another church, and fantastic. But for us here to pray together that God would use us, each of us, to reach at least one person out of those 25 as we continue to pray for them to do the work of the gospel, that we might together in our circles of influence see him save some. The call of Christ on our lives. We have this opportunity together in our own circles of influence to encourage each other, to pray for each other, to put on the mind of God, to allow him to change us, to allow him to use us, to go into the world and to reach one with the gospel of Jesus Christ as we share in our own words, in our own way, in our own lives, in doing the message of Jesus Christ, that we might see some of those folks come to faith in Jesus Christ and glorify God and lift his name up. But also, as we do this, this whole prayer endeavor is the challenge for us to say, what are we doing as faith, this corporate body of believers? Will you come together next week and begin to pray for this exploration of this partnership with a church plant to go beyond ourselves, not only in our own circles, but in our corporate circle, to say there's a community where we can have an impact, where we can put a new church and help that church grow and walk together with them to see God do a mighty work? Will you pray with us over the next couple of months as we explore this and see, is God in this as a partnership, or are we just praying for them? What is this partnership that he wants? Please pray with us. And look for those opportunities to be beyond our own selves for what God is doing. I want you to do something in the negative 2 minutes we have. I want you to take that card out. Please take it out. And there are pens, pencils, whatever is in the rack in front of you. Or maybe you have one in your pocket or something. I would take a writing instrument. And on that circle that says, each one reach one, that you have there, I would encourage you to do this. That's circles of influence. One person in your workplace, write their name down. One person in your school that needs to know Jesus Christ, that you know that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, and write their name down. One person in your whole family who you love, or maybe not so much, that you have struggled with maybe, but one person in your family, your extended family, that needs Jesus Christ, and write their name down. What about your neighborhood, your street? Is there one person on that street that you think doesn't know Jesus, or maybe you don't know anybody on your street? And write down the address of one house that you want to reach that person as God allows you. How about your community? You go to the store regularly, you see some of the same people in those stores or wherever it might be. Write down a place or a name. You get the point? Will we begin to pray for those specific people and whoever else God might bring into our path? Come, follow me. And if we do, he will make us fishers of men, and we will see the glory of God at work. But will we do it together as a church to reach beyond ourselves, that the people might receive Jesus Christ? The Apostle Peter, we read John 21:12-19, and that's after Jesus' resurrection. And you guys better come up or else I'm going to keep going. Jesus said to Peter after breakfast, where he broke bread, and again you see this reminder of the communion, and where he says to Peter, he asks him, do you love me? Three times. And oh, how it must have burned in Peter's heart that he had rejected Jesus Christ three times. And this, you see this restoration of Peter, because what he says to him is, "Do you love me?" And he says, "Yes, you know I love you." "Don't stay there," he says to him. "Follow me." Will we get up and follow Jesus Christ? When he says, "Come," will we respond? Last week, Peter touched on Isaiah 6:8. He said, "Whom shall I send? Who will go?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I. Send me." So I have a few questions, and then these guys. Will you say with Isaiah, "Send me"? Will you stand with Peter to proclaim the gospel? Will you live like Lois and Eunice, the grandmother and mother of Timothy, who passed on their faith to him? Will you walk with Paul to engage the world outside these walls and outside your homes? Will you serve with Priscilla or Aquila to actually lead in the church with your gifts? And will you join us next week and pray and begin to pray together daily? That together we might accomplish all that God's called us to. That we might actually walk from here and follow him and become fishers of men and share in the excitement of that adventure. Let's pray for that. And meet next week to start that. Lord, as we go, work in our own hearts that we might come to you, to follow you, to allow you to change us and renew our minds and help us to see people the way you see them, and that we would walk in your ways and speak the truth, the gospel message to those around us. Open our eyes, open our hearts, open our minds to what you want to do for us. That at the end of this year, we would be standing here praising your name.